on the picture here, this is the slum area in Manila, and many families there, they can't afford to take their children to school. And in 2003, Pastor Rick started the Bright Line Learning Center. It is for the year 12 and 20 years old. The next slide, please. And the next slide, please. Sorry. This is the students there. There are about 50 students in the center. So when they having the class, they enjoy a meal. I'm just pretending. And there are other 45 children. They are called the external students. That means the Bright Line Learning Center pay them to attend public school, and they pay them the books and the uniforms. And the center also look after the mummies, the mothers, and there are 15 women, aged 25 to 50. They are having their primary class in the center also. And this is the intermediate class we are with during the trip. We spend one day in the center to teach them English. And these are the teachers at the center. With the love of Jesus, they bring hope and change to the precious lives one by one, reaching out to those who have lost hope. And the school, actually, they grow quite greatly and getting more students into the center. And by maybe June or July this year, there will be 9 students graduate from the school. And next year, I would like to go back to Manila again to see those 9 students. They make it to university or to TAFE. So for those you want to support the Bright Line Learning Center, we got a brochure at the corner there. You can sponsor a child just for $420. It can be their whole year expenses in the school. Thank you.
Sorry about that. I didn't make the photos because I look back to my life and how much I trust God, how much I obey God, how much I am loved by God as well. During the mission, each of us went to San Bernardino community to hand out the Christmas present and inviting San Bernardino church members to have a good time with us. I was welcomed because they all come to be good friends when they get into each of our houses. And they wanted us to pray for them. The most common 3 things they want are good health, education, and the finding job. I just remember a Filipino mom. She has 3 kids, exactly less than 10 years, and her husband lost the left side leg to make her more miserable. She has a cervical cancer, which was grade 3. This is such a triple distress, never ever seen before. She's so worried about it. She doesn't have any money to have an operation. And she has kids, deserved husband, who's going to look after them after she died. I was so sad to hear it and pass through it. However, there's nothing I can do it for her. Just only play for her. She is still in my mind. I'm playing for her financially and physically. This experience guided me to think about how do I prepare my way, and I need to improve my skill to help the poor, as well as a play to God for them all the time. I'm so great. I went the mission with this awesome team, and I had actually have a good time with them and the Filipino friends. Therefore, I promise I will go back to Philippines soon. Aloha. Thank you for everyone.
Thank you, June and Susan.